January 8th, 2016. It's Friday, and I'm en route to my hike, which is about an hour away from my motel, 57 miles. But it's, you know, you do what you gotta do. I'm staying at the motel, the lodging with the best EMF exposure in the whole, among the, between the Victor Valley and Apple Valley valleys, those areas. This is the best motel for that. And then I'm going to one of the best hikes, you know, the best hike that I have access to, that I know about in terms of EMF exposure. So I'm just doing what I need to do to be as well as I can. Yesterday while hiking, I was descending down from the crest, and I had a good 10 minutes while I was speaking into this thing. My thymus gland, I just felt a whole lot of feeling in there. It wasn't the rich, pleasurable, you know, amazing stuff of, you know, 20 years ago, but it was a good feeling, and it was a little bit burning, but it was good to have some feeling there, especially given that it wasn't long ago that I had dental anesthetic. So I felt about an area the size of a nickel or larger light up with feeling. And so I'm just happy to have any kind of sensation. At this point, I'm looking across to the San Gabriel Mountains, and unfortunately there's been a whole bunch of chemtrailing today. Yesterday was much better. I should have stopped. It was really quite beautiful how thick the snow was on these mountains, and then the cloud cover was striking. But I just wanted to get onto the hike, especially since the day before I had driven down to my mother's house, you know, 4 hours of driving, didn't get to take a walk or anything that day, and you know, 4 hours of driving round trip, and you know, I just was just very anxious to get my body mind moving. So yeah, today, when I get up around 7 a.m. or so, went to bed around 11 p.m. And sadly, I have found myself pulled into this comatose state that's coming more readily to me, almost addictively, almost, you know, like a siren's call of watching videos in a lying down position, watching something with my mind not really engaged. And they say this type of mind is lower vibration even than sleep. I mean, it's like narcolepsy or whatever the word is, but it's like a death. It's like a waking death to the mind. And it's also associated with lack of, you know, with being susceptible to propaganda, with the decrease in critical thinking ability, and with Alzheimer's, you know, basically a decay of your brain function on an organic level. And I need to be careful about that. I don't. Want to make it a habit, but it seems like that's what I've been doing more so in the last, certainly this school year, you know, the past 6 months, but it's been since before that as well, but it's been growing, and it's something that would have been alien to me when I lived in Hawaii. I was so alive, so vitally engaged with my environment that any type of visual stimulation to my mind shortly before bed would make it very difficult to sleep. There was no way I'd be able to observe some visual presentation without feeling compelled to respond, to critique, to engage. And that's been severely impaired. I'd say it's down 95%. This whole vacation, I have done very little creative writing. It is next to impossible for me to engage critical thinking. It hurts my brain. I've described it before as you let's say you've got the 10 or 20 tendrils of nervous tissue in your brain that in order to concentrate, you are sort of bringing those fingers, those tendrils, into a point or a unified purpose. And it's that pointedness that I'm unable to achieve. It's like my thought and intention for me are directly opposite. I almost can't manifest thinking when I intended. And what I found is that even small things, like today, shortly before leaving around 11 a.m. or so, I wanted to edit a scanned CD cover image and then add some images to my music library. This is right now I was working with Duncan Sheik's White Limousine album, and I uploaded to this CD or album art exchange.com, where people share artwork or scans of various albums. But it was almost like I had to be aggressive. My mind and body did not want to do it, and I had to attack myself to get myself to engage. And it was almost more than I could do this morning to even assemble my, from the one page of notes that I took while I was hiking that described different thoughts that occurred to me or things I should do or things to check on with, either credit cards or notes on, what time my times or my performance in that hike. That was about as challenging and engaging as I could be mentally. And it's been a long time since I've had any coherent, profound, excellent contributions as a commentator, as a poster to Zero Hedge. And because I find myself in the mornings and in the evenings probably, you call it wasting, but wasting a half hour of time just reading articles and having thoughts occur to me in terms of responding but just not wanting to respond. Not feeling the ability, I might have in my gut, I might know what to say, but once I try to transfer that to words as written words, even now as I think about doing that, I feel a weakness throughout my body. Just an unfathomable difficulty cohering and actually creating words. And this was one of my gifts, is that as a, that of being a writer. And so, and I do have a persistent bloat in my stomach. It's a little bit better than it was a week and a half ago, but still I am very challenged physically. And that's why today at 11, just as I was finishing a, actually I'd already done the artwork and I was researching the Webster Tarpley's views on the San Bernardino shooting, and it, you know, this is just more confirmation that it was a false flag operation. But it pains me that Alex Jones of InfoWars continues to push primarily that this is a an act of radical jihadist Muslim aggression, when I don't think it was at all. The evidence does not support it. Yeah, but anyways, it just means my one of a trusted source is compromised in some areas. I don't know why, but it hurts to even think that way. But so what am I saying here? I've got this bloat in my stomach and a difficulty thinking. Profound. I used to be able to work at my house in Ocean View on the Big Island. I would be able to think for 4 or 5 hours in the morning before needing to exercise or needing to, you know, take a break. I'd have some, there would be some difficulty, but basically I was extremely coherent for a long time. And then what would happen is I would feel a building need for physical release. And nowadays I don't have that. My mind is under assault. Even here along this highway, Palmdale Boulevard, Highway 118, the Pear Blossom Highway, where the cellular exposure is not that bad. You do have towers along the way, but it's better than many highways in terms of exposures. I have a persistent sense of incoherence in my mind. And I do think something's going on that's negative and highly concerning. Could I be coming down with some form of Alzheimer's, some form of just obstructed thought, obstructed critical thinking? And I do believe I am. At least I'm on here, I'm on the hike. I mean, I'm here, you know, gonna do a good hike. I've been doing these 3.5 to 4.5 hour walks with a good elevation gain, some good aerobic benefit. And but my brain has not really come along. It hasn't really been energized by this like I had hoped it would be. I think I've crossed the, it feels like I've crossed the point of no return, and that my going back to work another 6 months in that god-awful situation there in Coachella Valley near that very powerful cellular tower, that's brutal to me. I don't know what I'm going to be left with in a 6 months' time. Hell, I'm supposed to be actively looking for work for next year, and I haven't even done that in these past 3 weeks. I need to take a look at EdJoin and see where the special ed openings that I might want to transfer to. So that's it for right now. Again, I feel a muscular spasm in my brain that makes it impossible for me to think well. Maybe I can speak okay, and I imagine that's not, certainly not that insightful right these days, I imagine. But I try to put that into words in any coherent fashion, and that's a whole nother level of difficulty or impossibility for me. That's it for now. Over and out.